This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Meredith Gunter is the outreach specialist with the Demographics and Workforce, and she joins us in studio. That's the Demographics and Workforce, which is a unit at the Cooper Center for Public Service over at the University of Virginia, which actually happens to be the building that I work in. So we occasionally see each other in the hallway.
That's right. I get to borrow your radio when I want to hear people on other people's shows. Thank you, Coy.
Meredith, I asked you to come in because Demographics and Workforce recently sponsored a big conference, which got a lot of press. But for the folks who are listening who couldn't necessarily go, I thought it would be nice to have you come in and talk about the conference after the case to fill us in on what actually happened. Tell us first, what was the occasion for the conference? Where was it? Who was there? And then we can get into some nuts and bolts.
Sure. Happy to do it, Coy. It's been estimated by the Census Bureau that next week the U.S. population will reach 300 million people, which is a milestone of sorts. It took us 100 years to reach the first 100 million people in this country, a little bit less than 50 to reach the next 100 million, up to 200, and then a little bit fewer than 40 years now to reach 300 million. So we're growing faster than ever, and 300 million seemed like a milestone and a good time to sit back and take stock of who we are and what direction and way we're growing. So the Weldon Cooper Center for Public Service, Demographics and Workforce Section and the Center for Politics co-sponsored this conference on Wednesday at the David Mary Harrison Institute in the Small Special Collections Library at the University of Virginia.
Very nice place,
Thank
isn't it?
Thank you. It is
a
beautiful
swanky
facility.
Yeah.
Nice auditorium. And we had first morning sessions were devoted to what is going on with population growth in Virginia and how is Virginia changing. Then we had an address by the director of the Census Bureau, Charles Lewis Kincannon, who came down and talked to us. And in the afternoon session, we had a presentation by a woman from the Pew Research Center named Carrie Funk, and a panel discussion among some well-known UVA faculty members, moderated by your good friend, Sarah McConnell.
Oh, yeah. Sarah's wonderful. And where's my bell? We got to give Sarah a bell. Sarah, of course, is the former news director here at News Radio 1070 WINA, and she now hosts With Good Reason, which is broadcast on NPR stations around the Commonwealth and hosted by the Virginia Foundation for the Humanities.
And she did a really great job for us. The afternoon session was kicked off by Carrie Funk, who's the senior project director at the Pew Research Center. And the title of her presentation was The Changing Faces and Minds of America, of Americans. So she talked about, what do we think about all this growth and who are we and how are we changing?
Where are all these people coming from? 300 million Virginians, and it's growing.
300 million Americans.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yes,
oh,
300 million Americans.
Sorry about that.
We're about 7.5 million Virginians. We would really have gridlock. We would really have gridlock at 300 million Virginians.
300 million Americans.
That's right.
And where is the growth?
Well, let me talk about the growth in Virginia in particular.
Okay.
Our growth is driven sort of half and half by natural increases, that is, more people being born than dying.
Okay.
And the other half by migration to Virginia. It's actually a little more in the migration end of things. So we've got more people coming here than being born here. And of those people coming here, actually, a large percentage, more than half of those are coming from other countries. So we have some coming from other states and some coming from other countries, and they want to come here for all the reasons that we love living here. It's a beautiful place to live.
I remember when Allison and I lived in upstate New York, a little town called Oneonta, where she was teaching, we would meet people and tell them where we're from. They'd be like, oh, we're moving to Virginia next year.
Right.
Everybody in upstate New York was moving to Virginia because, you know, especially in the valley. In those, like, Harrisonburg and Waynesboro, little small towns in the valley that are growing like gangbusters.
That's right. And, you know, we have this concept of the come here's in Virginia, but now there are just as many come here's as stay here's in Virginia. We've got a lot of people who have come here and are quite happy here and are contributing significantly to our future, which is very good for all of us.
Yeah, there's a whole lot of, I mean, any student of history knows the pluses that can come from folks moving to your state and bringing their talents and their creativity and their energy. And it's a good thing. And we also know there's a lot of challenges that come with it. And we talk about that every Tuesday on this program with the growth and development. And some folks don't like it.
Well, that's right. And we had some folks who were keeping their eye on that at our conference. A number of people from local boards of supervisors were there. Jack Marshall, who you probably know from ASAP, was present. Mm-hmm. And we had on our faculty panel William Harvey, who's the Vice President and Chief Officer for Diversity and Equity at the university, Bill Morish, a professor of architecture who's written a lot about urban spaces, Larry Sabato, who needs no other description,
I don't think.
And Daphne Spain, who's a professor of urban and environmental planning. And they commented on what this growth is doing and what it means for us. Bill Morish in particular said, you know, we are no longer a rural nation. We think of ourselves as still, for the most part, you know, living in the wide open spaces, but we really aren't. And in Virginia, that's especially true. Two out of every three Virginians live in Northern Virginia, Richmond, or the Virginia Beach metropolitan areas.
In what's called the Urban Crescent or the Golden Crescent.
That's right. And
60% really? Two out of three?
Two out of three. And 60% of our growth in Virginia is in Northern Virginia.
Wow.
So that's where a lot of our migration happens. And, of course, the good news is a lot of that migration is migration of young professionals who are coming to work in the greater Washington, Northern Virginia area.
Yeah. You know, what's so funny is Northern Virginia is still booming and has never stopped booming. I mean, when we moved there from Atlanta when I was a kid in 71, it was like Springfield was this little country stop on the highway way out of Washington. And now you got to drive south of Fredericksburg to see something like that.
That's right. We're seeing it on 29, too, aren't we, coming south? So
Yeah. The drive between here and Washington, for folks who've been around in Charlottesville for a long time, is completely different now than it was 20 years ago.
Yeah. There's a writer from the Washington Post Writers Group, Robert Samuelson, who talked about this 300 million population growth and said, you know, it's either impending calamity or a sign of enduring vitality. And I think that's part of the question for us is what are we going to do about this growth? How are we going to manage it? How are we going to benefit from it? And how are we going to make sure all of us enjoy the great riches of living in this part of the world?
Meredith Gunter is the outreach specialist with demographics and workforce. That's hard to say, actually. And I talk for a living. Demographics and workforce at the Weldon Cooper Center for Public Service at the University of Virginia. Real quick, in the 30 seconds I have left, were there any major nuts and bolts type of recommendations that came out of this big conference?
This was not a conference for making recommendations. We were more trying to put some information out there to help people understand what's going on in terms of population growth and hope that in their own areas, from state and local policymakers to educators and governmental officials as well as citizens, we have more information about who we are and who we're becoming. And Coy, if anyone missed the conference or attended the conference and wants more information about it, on the Weldon Cooper Center website, which is www.coopercenter.org, they can get to the conference through a simple link and get all of the presentations that were made there, as well as copies of speeches and presentations and so on.
Fantastic. I don't want anybody to take this as a slam on George Allen, but it really puts into context when George Allen says this is the real Virginia down here in Southwest Virginia. It's really not. I mean, the real Virginia is that, and it's Northern Virginia, and it's Richmond, and it's Petersburg, and it is a mix. It absolutely is a mix by definition.
That's right.
Meredith Gunter, thank you so much.
Appreciate it.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit cvillepodcast.com for more.